two lines from the bottom. So we hear in the Mishnah, Gimul Sha'ochlu Ka'achas, Einan Rashoin Lecholeik. And the Gemara is Takashe Mai Kamash Malon, that you need Sha'ochlu Ka'achas, Einan Rashoin Lecholeik. So the Gemara says now a very interesting teretz, Inami Kiho de Rav Hune. The Chiddush of Ein Rishoin Lechalek is speaking about a very interesting case. The Omar Rav Hune, Gimel Shebo Mi Gimel Chaburis. You have three Chaburis of Oichlen, She'ochlo Ka'achas. Now from these three Chaburis, let us say that they were three in a Chabure, four in a Chabure, and from these three Chaburis, three Yechidim were Pirish from these three different Chaburis, and they come together and they sit down now together, and they don't eat together. Einon Rashoim Lecholik. Let us see Rashi. Gimel Shebo Misholish Chaburis. Uchidr Misayim Rav Chizde Shebo Migimel Chaburis. They came from three Chaburis. Shel Gimel B'nei Odom B'chol Chabure. In each Chabure there was three people. V'nischaivu Eilu B'zimut. So there was Chal Achiyuv on all the Oichlem for Zimut. V'omad Echod Mikol Chabure. Now one left from each Chabure, that was already Chal on him Achiyuv Chabure. V'nitztarfu Shloyshe L'chabure Achas. And from each chabure, you had one peirish, and they now came and sat together, and now they want to go and bench. Chayovim v'zamen. So they're mechuyiv to bench b'zimun. Ve'einom rashoim l'cholek, shekva hukvu. And they are not permitted now to be mechalek, because there was already chal in the machi of zimun. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. Gimel sha'ochlu ka'achas. They ate ka'achas with a different chabura. And now they came together. So since there was chal on them, eichiyuv zimun b'shas achile. So now they're mechuyiv to bench b'zimun. Vafilu loy ochlu eilu hashloisha mishnitztar for yachad. Vafilu when they came now together, they have no intentions to eat. Shekval gomru sudosam im harishayinim. They finished eating with the rishayinim. Afal pikein. Since we have three mechuyovim bezimun mehachila hakdume, is memele. So now that they're benching, the mechuyiv to bench bezimun. Omar Reb Chizde, v'hu shebohu migimul chaburei shel gimul b'nei odam. This halacha only applies if in each chabura there was at least three people, either with them or besides them. So memele, so there was chal aleihem b'shas achilosam achiyiv zimun. So memele, so now that they were poirishim the chabura, but b'shas birchas hamozin, now b'shas birchas hamozin you have so the mechuyiv to bench b'zimun. So that is pshat in the Mishnah. So far so good. Shtei toch a chiddush to that there was chal achiyuv zimun b'shas achile. So memele, even though these three didn't eat together, but already was chal achiyuv that their birchas hamozin has to be b'zimun. So far so good. Omar Rav. So now Rav starts saying as follows. This halach that we said that these three pirshim are mechuyiv to bench bezimun ela deloy akdimu hanoch va'azmin alayu b'duchtayu. That only applies if the other two that were there were not mazmin with them, with these pirshim. Avul azmin olayu b'duchtayu, but if the other two that were there were mazmin with them b'duchtayu before they left, porach zimun minay. So now that they come together, There was Porach Zimun Minayu. So the Zimun became Nifka, and there's no Chiyuv Zimun anymore. Now let us see Rashi. V'loy amoron, el d'loy agdimu hanoch chaburei shepirshu eilu mehem. This halacha, that these three pershim, amuchuyiv levorech bezimun, was only said when the chaburis, which they were a chelik of, were not mazmin, the leagdimu ana chaburei shepirshu eilu mehem v'azmin olayu dahanu. They were not mazmin with these pershim. Kigoy. So Rashi explains how was it that the other two were mazmin alai, the other two are mechuyi bezimu. Kigoyinim hoyu arbo b'chol chabura. If there were arbo b'chol chabura, v'nishar b'chol achas kedei zimun. So the chabura that they left was not dependent on them to make a zimun. So then the din is that when they come together, they're mechuyiv to be mezamin. Now Rashi wants to explain now a new shaila. This is a maima hamuzga. Rashi wants to explain. We have here a mishnah that gimul sheochlu ka'achos einam rashoim lecholik. There was chalachiyiv zimun. So whoever was there b'shas achila is not permitted to go away. You have to stay there till they bench. So Rashi wants to explain how did these three go away? How were they permitted to go away? So Rashi asay va'pirshim halolu hoyotzrichin lotzeis l'shuk. So first of all, Rashi says they had to go to business. Koidim shegamru achaburais esudosom. But Rashi says, when does it help that they're tzrichim lotzeis l'shuk if the chabures were still in the middle of eating? They were still in the middle of eating, the chabures. And they had to go l'shuk. So then they were permitted to leave them without benching bezimun. There's a Morgan Avrom and a Beis Meir that try to explain this Rashi. Bach Sechmir, Pshat and Rashi is as follows. That Be'emesin, the Mishas, Shloishe, She'ochlu, Cha'akas, the Schal Achiyev Zimun. So three people ate together, the Schal Achiyev Zimun. But the Zman Achiyev is when all three stop eating. That's the Zman Achiyev. So therefore, if these other two are in the middle of eating, so memele, even though this chal on me achiv of zimun, but I'm not mechuyev now to wait because you're still eating. If you would have stopped eating, you two would have stopped eating, then the halacha would be I'm not allowed to go away because now was chal the zman achiv. The zman achiv is when all three are finished eating. When one is finished eating, that is not a zman achiv because two don't have to be mafsik for one. So even though Be'etzem, Achiyev Zimun, was Chal, and that's why later when he goes and he meets two other people who did the same thing that he did, he could bench Bezimun, he's Mechuyev to bench Bezimun, because in Yisod, Achiyev Zimun was Chal, Al Yidei Masha Ochal, Bechabure Shol Shloisha B'nei Odom, but Beshas, when he left, it wasn't as yet as Man Chiyev, so that's why he was permitted to leave. That's why Rashi makes a ganso kimte kigoyin she koidim she gamo achaburis esudos. They're still in the middle of eating. So since they were still in the middle of eating, that's how the Bogd Avram says pshat in Rashi. Therefore he was permitted to go. L'cheire d'olom this is because the zman chiyuv did not, when they left, it wasn't as yet a zman chiyuv of zimu. So that is dafke, then, so they left. And they're mechuyev bezimun in Yisod. So if you have three mechuyevim bezimun that come together, even though they're not eating now, the birchas hamozin is a birchas hamozin bezimun. Avol azmin olayu. But what would be azmin olayu dahani? Kigoyim. Shenitztarfu eilu imohem lezimun. But what happens if these three yechidim one mitstarev to the two, kidamrin and lael, kairin la yum izamnim olav. That means when he was in the middle of the shukareti, so they finished eating. So now we had a gemara before, so now you could be mizamin when he's in the shukareti, la yum izamnim olav. Ubochu achaburis, so the chaburis were, they benched them. The Eilu loy ha yisham el ad kedei neboruch boruch, and they were there. They answered. They said neboruch boruch shachan mishloy boruchu. Va'achshav heim boim leboruch. So they already were mitzurah with their chaburah to answer loy mizamni. Then now when these three come together, they will not be mizamin. The poruch minayu chay v'zimun. Because the Chayva Zimun became Nifka, the Sulay Hodar Alayu, and it won't be Chal on them again. Now, in order to understand a little bit what's happening here, let us see the Rosh. This is you say this to Kemachloikis and this Gemara, Rabbi Yudemi Parish, and the Rosh that's Mavayar Shitas Rashi. So let us see the Rosh is, in the middle of Ois Chav Tes, which is Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the Daf Yorosh. Yeah. Look, the Rosh, the Daf Numan Beis, V'loi, it's in the middle of in the Ois Chav Tes. V'loy amoram ela d'loy zimun alayu b'duchtayu. Avoli zimun alayu b'duchtayu. But if they were mitzuref already, these three pershim were mitzuref b'duchtayu, porer zimun minay. Perish Rashi, so Rashi says, prat azmin alayu b'duchtayu, kigoyim, shenitztarfu elu imohen lezimun, they were already mitzuref with their chabur lezimun, ki da om ala el, kairin loy, mezamnin loy, mevorchen ala. Ve eilu loy hoyu sham, but these pershim were only there, ala ad kadei nevorech, abor shechalma. Ve achshav hein boing levorech. Now they want to go on bench. Is ein mezamnim. So now, in this birchas hamozin, there's no zimun. Ve poch minayu chay ve zimun. Ve su loy hodar alayu. Ve hikshu harav Yehuda, the milsa de pshita he shall yizam the white. So what's the chiddush? If they were already mizamin, shall I call echad ve echad yotza yidei zimun im chaburosoi? He was mizamin already. So he was mizamin. So you tell me he's not mizamin oi. Fashteitzah. He was mizamin. Ve gamloi shayach al ze loy me porach zimun minayu. That the chiyiv zimun was nivka from them. Shereizimnu kvar, not the chiyuv zimun was nivka, they were yotze the zimun, not it was nivka, v'loy porach mehem. Ela yotze yidei zimun, k'moy acherem, they were yotze with the zimun, k'moy acherem. V'hayich yitztarfu v'yoyim enevor pam acheres. Yeah, we did not learn the Gemara further, so we can't well understand the next kasha. Okay. So yes, al kaponim, these two kashas are eisen the kashas on Rashi. Upirishu, so let's skip a line. Upirishu, so Rabbi Yudah miParish said as follows: the elu achaburis oye bechol achas albo. The chaburis, there were four in each chabura, besides or the yeah, including the Persian. Upirish echot mikol chabura in one. And one, that what the Gemara says, the Weshloisha means, besides them, the Weshloisha. Upirish echem mikol chabur, v'nitztarfu lechabur acheres, v'zimnu hashloisha hanishor. And in the meantime, in the meantime, v'zimnu hashloisha hanishor, the three that were left over were mezamin. Without the Pershim, V'hai dekoma azmin alayu b'duchtayu. The Rabbi Yudah miParish has a very big problem. The alayu b'duchtayu. It's not alayu. They want mitzuref in the zimun. Lo yishayim moim alochi kama. Zimnu imol imoim ki ilu hoyosham. It means there were mizaman zimna aleim kilo hayusham. There was a zimun. The layu was very shver, but the layu yabo in order to get a gezunt pshat bavavekok in the loshen kilo hayusham ki nisha aleim kedei zimun. That means it's kilo they were there because they didn't need them. They were able to make zimun without them. Bekitzer, the chabura that they left was mizaman without them. Is porach zimun minayel. So now these yechidim is kolzman there is an existence a chabura, which as yet was not mizamin, and they're a part of that chabura. So there's a chiyuv zimun on them also. There's a chiyuv zimun on them also. The demochuyev levorach bezimun. But if lemaise hastes. Their chabura was mezamen. Their chabura was mezamen already. So they are now a chelik of a chabura that was already mezamen. Isporach zimun minayu. So now, from them, from these yechidim, it was porach zimun minayu, kivin shechavereim zimnu. So memele chavereim zimnu. Memele, again, it brings the marshal about mita. I didn't want to learn yet the gemara about mita. Is Memele, so therefore, that's pshat in the Gemara. So, the Chiyuv Zimun, that these Yechidim had, is only existent Kozman, their Chabura wasn't Mezamen. So since they're still a part of a Chabura, that is Mechuyiv Bezimun, so they're also Mechuyiv Bezimun. The minute their Chabura was Mezamen, so it's porach zimun minayu, and therefore, even though they weren't mezamen, they can't be mezamen anymore. So the Rosh says on the next shure, v'loshin azmen alayu, eini meire klal ala perish azeh. The Rosh was a stickler to the loshin. Azmen alayu means kilo they were there, we don't need them. Azmen alayu by istayish, you were mezamen with them. So memele, the Rosh wants to say, like Rashi. No, they were mitzurim. Uma shehiksha hori de milse de pshitehu. Atari gefregt akashe hitzpashit shaloi yizamnu oit. Shrei kol echod yotso yidei zimum im chaburoso. They were yaitse ready with the zimum. They didn't porach zimum minai, they were yaitse the zimum. Loi koshemidi. Zukterosh is gol nitshver. De revuse kamash malom. Sha'af al pi sha'ochlu eilu hashloisha biyachat. So the Rosh makes now a new akimta. That the chiddush of the Gemara is that you had three people in each chabura. Now, and you had three chaburas. And in each chabura, two were mezamen with one of the pershim. He was 1 foot out of the door ready, and they were mezamen with him. Now, these three Pershim got together. And the Chiddush is Sha'af al pi sha'ochlu eilu hashloisha biyachat. Now, these Pershim ate together. Achaka. V'gomru su'doson she'ischilu im chaburoson. They finished eating. So now, these three people finished eating together. B'loi netilas yadayim. U'b'loi hamoitzi. They're still in the middle of eating. These two are mezamen. They're still in the middle of eating. Kedemashme lishne de mishne de shloishe she'ochlu ka'achas de minei da'i kach terafune. Fakert, the shloishe she'ochlu ka'achas is not the three that ate in the first chabura. Shloishe she'ochlu ka'achas, now they're eating. These three pershim are eating together. Afilu hochi einam yecheilu mezamen. The porach zimun minay, afilu amar she'ochlu acham mikein. There's no chiyuv zimun even on what they ate afterwards. Ki even the zimnu kvar al tchila sude, since they were mezamen on the haschalas asude, is memele, so there's no chiyuv zimun on the seif asude. Cholechot chayzol amokim she'posak. Now it's very good, the dimyan semite. So al koponim, let us go back to the Gemara, and bekitzel, was all the einchazren da before we go to the next Gemara, which the Gemara brings a raya to this halacha. So let's chaza over the machlokes arishonim, what pshat in the Gemara is. According to Rabbi Yehuda miParish, pshat in the Gemara is as follows. There were three chaburas, and each chabura contained four people, and they all ate together. Now, one person was pirish from each chabura, and in the meantime, the remainder, and those who remained in the chabura were mezamen. So they were mezamen. Now, the three Pershim got together, and they were on a bench. So the halacha is, since their chabure, which al yidei chabure zun is chayvu bezimun, their chabure was mezamen already, so memele, so the chiyuv zimun, which was on him, becomes nifka. Le'idach giso, but what would be if their chabure as yet was not mezamin, so there's still a chiyuv zimun on the yechidim apershim. So when these three yechidim come together and they bench, even though they did not eat together, they bench bezimun. That is the pshat of Rabbi Yehuda miParish. The pshat, according to Rashi, the way the Rosh explains pshat in Rashi, is as follows. You had three chaburis, not that contained four people, that contained three people. And in these three chaburas that contain three people, in each chabura one person was porish from that chabura. And he was in the middle of the street, and he was oine achrayim. They were mezamen olov. So he was mezamen already. Then he came, and as these three porishim came together, and they continued eating. So the halacha is they don't have to be mezamen after they finish benching, even though they ate again together, because since this is one suda, and they were mezamen already on a chelik of the suda, they don't have to be mezamen on the rest of the suda. You have to understand the lomdis. But if they weren't mezamen before, so then even they didn't eat at all together, then mechuyev to bench bezimun. That is the two mahalchim in the Gemara. Omar Rove, so it seems Rove said a moire de kechidish, that if there was a zimun, that's the chidish of Rove, if there was a zimun, so it's porach zimun minayu. Omar Rove minoa minolo. Where did I figure out this chidish? This nan. We learned a Mishnah in Kalem, mito shenignevo chetzio. Oisha avda chetzya, oisha chalkua achim oishutfim. You have here a mito, that half of it was stolen, or lost, or achim divided it. And this mito was tame. So the halacha is, if you break a mito, it becomes ois mito, it loses the shame keli, so the tume that was on it becomes nifka. So memele, the minute half of the mita was stolen, the halacha is that it becomes toher. But let us be bamtik a little bit. We'll be magdam what Tosfos has to say, so we'll appreciate what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us tziyurim how the mita became separated. Either half of the mita got lost, or half got stolen, or they divided it between themselves. But let's be medayik. What will be if the mita stamazay was taken apart and you have all the pieces in front of you and he wants to put it together? So then the mita would not become tohoyah. Because if pshat is, since it's all the pieces are here and it can be easily put together, so the taking apart is not metayah the mita. It's not metayel the mita. It's not called a mita shvure. You have all the pieces here. You just put it back together. So here's a shame mita. And it is tamei now also. But nignevo chetzio. So even though the pieces are still around on this continent, half of the mita is by the nignev. And half of the mita is by the ganev. But al kaponim vikum tekatze b'devasel, the shayla is, they're separated. That's called, the mita is not oimid lehischaber oidapam. So memele, that's called, that the mita was broken, even though the parts are still in existence, and the mita becomes toil. Hechziruah. Now, Baruch Hashem, they found the ganef. So we found it was a next door neighbor, and we found the ganef now. Now the police bring back the other half of the mita. So the Mishnah says, Mikabel estume mikano lahave. It is not retroactive, because b'shaitai, b'shasa was gonov, it's called, it was shvura, it was ice mita. So memela that tume is nifke, and mikabel estume mikano lahave. Mikana lahabe in lemafreya loy al mekiven de polgua, since the mita was divided porach lo tuma mine ochinami kiven da azmen olayu porach zimon minayu. So now zol mered oisen veinik the chazaynish Baruch Hashem is mevayer this gemara. And he's mevayer this Gemara according to the both Mahalchim we had in this Gemara. We had Rabbi Yehuda Miparish, and we had the Rosh's Pshat and Rashi. Let's go back to Rabbi Yehuda Miparish. Rabbi Yehuda Miparish said as follows. There were four people eating together in a chabura. Now, these four people, one left from each chabura. So the halach is as follows. Kol's mom, the other three weren't mezamin. And these three came together, so they're mezamin. And then the other three are also mezamin. If the three were mezamin before the yechidim came together, polcha zimun minayu. Now let us talk about one case. What happens if you had the three people came together, the three pershim came together, and as yet they weren't mezamin, they weren't mezamin yet, but they came together. Three yechidim found that they came together. And then the old chaburis were mezamin. The old chaburis were mezamin. So the Chazaynish brings from the Ramban, these three can now be mezamin, even though their zimun is already after the zimun of their chaburis. Why? Because they still have a chabura for zimun. They have a chabura, that means that's called loy polcha zimun minayu. That means even though they left their chabura, but for Baruch Hashem we found a new chabura. The three yechidim came together, they found a new chabura. So memela they could be mezamin, even though already their old chabura was mezamin, because it was chal, they're able to be mezamin because their chabura was not mezamin before they came together. The whole chiddush of Rava is that when they left, as yet they did not come together, so then each yochid was polcha zimun minayu. His chabure was mezamen. He is as yet not a part of a new chabure. There's a potential, maybe he'll find a chabure, maybe he'll find a chabure does not make him a bar zimun. So that means b'shaitoi, after his chabura was mezamin, and as yet he didn't find two other people who want to be mezamin together with him, two other bachiyuvis, so memele, so in that time he became a ois bar zimun. 5 minutes later, he found two other people who were also mechuyev zimun. That doesn't make him a bar zimun. The chiyev zimun was nifka. So if we look at this case, this is mamish the tzir of mita. That means, even though bishas the mita, before we found the ganav, but the other chelik of the mita was next door, we didn't know that it was there. But lemaisa the word that the mita was bishleimis. But kozman we found out about where the other half of the mita is, it is considered that the mita becomes toil. Kozman we are unaware where the other half of the meat is, it's avod, it's gonov, it's chaluk. So memele, this massive of unawareness makes that the meat is toil, even though it's still around. When later it comes together, that's called mikana lahabe, aber b'shaita, it was ois mite, and therefore was nifka, the shame tume from the mite. So memele, that was the dimyan of Rove. The dimyan of Rove was that, so here also, when these three yechidim were poirish from their chaburis, and as yet one did not know about the other. So even though theoretically there are three yechidim amuchiyovim bezimun, and if they find out one about the other, so memele did bichalachiyiv zimun, so it would never be nifka the chiyiv zimun for them, even though they left their chabura, but we have now a new chabura of muchiyovim bezimun. But since, and that's the Ramban Taki says, if they found one another before the old chabur was mezamen, so geit men nishtan, even the old chabur was mezamen, abu the chiyiv zimu was not nifrach mehem. But since lemaise, they were unaware of they didn't know one of the other, and in the meantime their chabur was mezamen, so it comes out that there was a time when they were without a zimun, the old chabura was mezamen. As yet they did not find one another to make a new chabura for zimun. So that's the din porach zimun minayu. And that was the tzushtel of Rove, so Rove was medame, this din to the din of tumas mite. That is if you learn like a Yudimi Parish. If you learn like the Rosh, so we have a big problem over here. If you learn according to the Rosh, so Lachayre, it's a different story in Ganson. It's speaking about that the Yechidin were Mezamen already. Period. They were Mezamen. And the Havamina was that maybe now this Achila should be a new Mechayev. The Achila that they eat later should be a new Mechayev. So the Chiddush, since it's the same suit, it's not a new Mechayev. So the Kasha is, what dimin it is to meet over here? The Chiddush of Mita is that the old Tumah doesn't go back. It is a new Shaila in Ganson. It is a new Shaila if the new Achila is a Machayev of Zimun, or if the new Achila is not a Machayev of Zimun. So what connection is there to Mita? This is a Kasha that the Goyin asks, the Chazaydish asks, what's the connection? So the Chazayin Ish Lamaise says Pshat, according to the Rosh, then we'll see Rashi. So the Chazayin Ish says Pshat as follows. That be'emison, if you had one chabure, and a chabure in the middle, and the chabure was mezamen in the middle of the sude, like that is the case according to the Rosh. They were mezamen in the middle of the sude. So there's a svore that the Rosh says, that since in this sude there was a zimun, so there's not chal anu chiyuv. That's the svara that the Rosh says. So the Chazanish says, that is only if we are speaking about the old Bnei Chabure. The Bnei Chabure, since they ate, on this Suda there was a Zimun, there's no chiyuv to be mezamen again on the same Suda. If it's Shaykh Sacheichet Timtse. But in reality, if you have here really a new Chabure that's eating, even though it's the same Suda, aber lechayre, since this is a new chabure, was geit miron, that there was a zimun from a previous chabure, but this new chabure, this is a new achile and a new chabure, so there should be achiyev zimun. Now the shaila is, was this new chabure in existence b'shas the first zimun? So that is the tzushtal tzemite. The tzushtal tzemite is that even though later they came about a new chabure, these three yechidim came together, but since bishatoy, after the zimun, we were in a matzev, that there was no new chabure, and as the old chabure, there was a zimun set on the sude, so therefore that's porach zimun minayu, and therefore it is not chal, therefore since there was a matzev, since it was a matzav, the porach zimun minayu, because then it's not considered like the new chabur is in existence, so the chiyev zimun is not chal later, b'shas the gbar achila. That's how the Chazon Ish explains pshat according to the Rosh and Rashi. Now let us see Rashi. Mito tmeyo shenignevo chetzio, alma kivin de polguho, poka shemito mino, v'shem tume. Af al gav dohodo hodru, even though later they put it back together, verehi mita, it's again a mita, lehodru tumosa, the tumah does not go, it's not retroactive. Ochinami, even the polka, shame, shloisha minayu bihipodo. When they divided then, so lemaise, they were ois, that shloisha. V'shem zimun ayyidei shezimnu harishoynim aleyem, and the chiyuv zimun from the hascholos asude was nifka because they were mezamun already. There was a chilav shloisha, but now these shloisha are tzeteled because two left already. And the chiyuv zimun was nifka with the first zimun. Af al gav dohodri lechal shem shloisha, even though now these yechidim came together and there's a new shloisha. Loihodri lechlal zimun, but there's not chal achiyev zimun on this new achila. Avo ki loyazmun, lepoka achoyev zimun mehem, af lefi predosam. Even though they divided themselves, but there's no achiyev zimun. Let us see, toisvi shechalku ha'achim oishutfim tahoire, teima, da omar besuke, mite metame eivorim, Taisus asks, here it says that a mita that was divided becomes tohir. That Taisus, the Gemara says in Sukkah, mita metama evorim, even though a mita was divided, it's now only evorim, it's only parts, it's not connected. Kegoin. Arucha shteikroayim. You have arucha, you have one long side and 2 feet, so that is, that's, and they're separated, so it's metame. Velinira, and here it says, as soon as she divided it, it's not metame. Velinira, and for Taisvis, the Hosa Mairi, the Malayroi makes a gils and Taisvis, she soifo laharzira kasher betrilo. They're speaking about that it's oimit to be put back together, lasakno. So if all the parts are here, and the head you can put it together, so it is considered that the mite, even though it is separated, it's ki'ilu, it's put together. Agavuche, let's just speak about for 2 minutes a tzach, which is very much negeya lemaise. There are certain kalim which are very difficult to tevil. So one of the Charifisha Eitzes is that in order to avoid Tvile, so the Eitz is as follows, that if the Keli is taken apart by a Yid and then put together by a Yid, so it's not called a Keli of a Goy, because the Goy's Keli is Nishduma. And that's bottle. Now the new Keli was created through a Yid. So this is a Keli Shal Yisrael. A Keli Shal Yisrael don't need Tvila. So Amir Dekeiche Timtze, like others, they make a hole in the Keli and then they put a patch, so I'll upon him, so and they avoid being to table the Keli. So it's brought down that is only if this could be done, you only need a Maisa Umen to do this. But Stamazay, let's say others have problems with electrical kalim. So they have an eitzah, they'll take off the plug and put back the plug. They took off the plug, the kalim didn't work. They put back the plug, now the kalim works, and they made the kalim. So they say that's not considered that the kalim is not here. The same kalim is here, the parts here, everything is here. So Lamai says, that's the Zelbalomdus for Shtei Tachdo, if you have all the parts here. And the Maisa Hedyit can put it together, so even though Bishas is apart, it's Mitame Ivorim. It's considered you still have a Mita, even though it is taken apart. Vim Taima, Faktaisvis, Amai Loi Pori Chochem Mikol Klisha Nishbar Betoil, Alme Kivin de Polgua Porch Latuma, Velinir, the Shani Osam Shendroi Oidlit Starap Akli Yachad Lakabatuma Filamikana Labe. There, if it was broken, you can't make it a new keli. These three are still roi lezimun. It's not like shvire, faker, because there were other three around. So memela, therefore, the gemara is teshtelitzu, tzemita shednignevo, that since b'shaita yalkoponim, they were not mitzurif, so therefore, it was porach zimun minayu. Beis chaburois, now a new halochim. We had in the Mishnah, Shtei chaburei shaya oichlois bebayis echot, if you have two chaburis in one bayis, bizman shemikzosun royin eilu es eilu, and even though they all don't see one another, but mikzosun royin eilu es eilu, a chelik of this chabure is able to see the chelik of the other chabure, Arei Eilu mitstarfen lezimun, so these two are become mitzuref lezimun. He says, Mikzosam Royin Eilu es Eilu creates ki ilu it is one chabure, and they can be mizaman together. Tone, v'im yesh shamish b'neyem. What happens if the same shamish, the same waiter, is serving both tables, both chabures, and it is so situated, Rashi says there's a curtain between them. You can't see one the other. But they're getting food from the same waiter. Im yei shamish b'neyim, shamish mitzarfon. So the shamish makes ki'ilu, it's again, in lomdus, one chabura. Zogt Rashi, im yei shamish b'neyim, shemish shamish lishteyim, shamish mitzalfon, afo pishen eilu royin es eilu, kagoyin yiriya prusa b'neim, there's a curtain in between, afo pishen, they become a tzuref al yidei the shamish. So it's called, there was a tziruf b'shas achile, to the shamish, is memela, so they can be mezamen. Shamish mitzalfon lezimon, so Teisva says, even though the Mishnah is speaking about Shtei chaburais bebay, shayoichlois bebayis echot. And the Mishnah says, you need a tznai of miktosin reinelu aselu. And the Gemara says, who adin shamish? So one could think that is only bebayis echot. What'll be shnei batim? So Taisi says, no, but who adin bishnei batim? Ubnei odom oindim mishamshim izulezu. I feel like you have two different batim. The Ben Yoni says, as long as there's no reshu sarabim bintayim. But if you have two different batim, mitzarfim, so a shamish could be mitzaref, afilo two different batim. V'chein isa b'Yerushalmi, u'bovad sheyishmu b'chas hamozin mipi amavos. But you need, that we learned yesterday, that in order that there should be a b'chas hamozin b'zimun, you have to hear al kaponim the zimun from the mevorech, the brocha rishayne from the mevorech. So mamel, that's only tonight. V'ho dinoke b'masnisim b'yis echot. If you do not need the tzir of they're in one room, mishum chiddush the sefer. Afilu bebayis echad im lav. But if ein royin elu aselu, if there's a curtain in between, in ein royin elu aselu, ein mizamnim. V'chein bebeis chasanim, k'sha'oichlem bechupe bebeis batim. The chasan is in one room, but there's an overflow crowd, so there's an oilam in the other room also, or beis batim. Bnei Oda Mishamshim Izulazu Mitztarfim. They can become Mitzuref with the Sheva Brachis and the Dos and the Zimun. But you have to hear the Bilcha Samos. Now, we had further in the Mishnah Nusugia. We had further in the Mishnah Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachomim. The Mishnah said as follows. Ein Mevorchen al Hayayin ad sheyitein l'soichai mayim divrei Rabbi Lezer. We have to realize, Bizman Chazal, the wine was very strong, and Kozman, they didn't put water in it, it was Yayin Chai, it was very difficult to drink, it was too strong. So Rabbi Lezer says, you cannot make a broche, a boire priya gothen, ala Yayin, at sheyitein l'soichem mayim. Kozman, you're not moizig the Yayin, and the shir mezige is three parts water and one part wine. Al kaponim kolzman, you're not moizig the yain, you cannot make a beir priyagofen, it's not drinkable. The chachomim aimre mevolchim. The chachomim say, you make a beir priyagofen, even though it's still in the state of chai, before the mezige. Zogt gemara. Tonne rabbonon, imevolchen ala yain, tonne rabbonon. Yain, ad shaloi noson lesoiche mayim. Kozman, you don't put water in it, you're not moizig. So according to Rabbi Lozo, ein mevorchin olav boire priyagofen, elo boire priyoei. It's a very interesting halach. Rabbi Lozo holds that the whole reason, why do you make a boire priyagofen an yayin? So we learned at the beginning of Ketzad, mevorchim shenishtan eleluye. Because yayin is a hishtanus, a change for the better. It's better than grapes. It's misameach, it's soid. Yayin is a new entity, which this is be'etzem the tachlis of the grape, but this is something new. So therefore, we miyached abroche boire priyagofet. So when do you make this broch on yayin? When it's in a drinkable state. Kozman is before the mezige. So memele, it's not considered nishtani leiluya. So therefore, the broche, the old broche remains. So before was a boire priyoet, so we still make a boire priyoet. That's one alof. That's not too bad to understand. V'noitlim mimenu liyodayim. Another halacha, it is mutter, we'll say the way Rashi says, it's mutter for netilas yodayim. Mishenosan, we'll see why in Rashi. Mishenosan l'soichai mayim, but what happens after you're moizig it? Mevochen olof v'ire priyagofen. Oh, this halacha we understand beautifully. Now you make a boire priyagofen because now it's yayin. And when it becomes yayin, ve'einoitle mimeno liyodayim. When it's yayin, there's no din netilas yodayim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar holds before it's yayin, it's kosher for netilas yodayim. After it becomes yayin, it's possible for netilas yodayim. That's our gilsa. V'chachamim oimrim ben kach u'ben kach mevochen ol boire priyagofen. V'chachamim hold, it is considered yayin even that has a shame yayin before the mezigah, so neitlemenele yadayim even before the mezigah. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi has here two gilsois. Rashi says as follows: Ein mevolchin olav boire pri hagofen lefi shahoya yenom chozok miyot. The wine before was diluted was very strong. Vein roi lishtiya beloy mayim. It's not drinkable. Hilkach akati lo ishtani lemal yuset. So the mile of yayin, which is called Ashini Leiluye, we're not up to there yet. V'loizoz mi bilchosei arishayne. So it is still the boire priyagofen. V'reyu kanovim. So it's like the grapes. It didn't, no dramatic change occurred. V'bilchosei boire priyoeit. V'noitlim mimenu liyodayim. And in this state, it's koshel in etilas yodayim. So Trashi alom this. The shame mayim olof, the meiperes ba'alma mikri. So Rashi says alom this, that the din netile is b'mayim. Meiperes is also called mayim. It's meiperes. But it is also a type of mayim. Therefore it is koshel in netile. Mishenosan l'soichai mayim. This is a very interesting paradox over here. But when you put water in it, so then, shem yayin olav. Then it becomes ois mei peiris. The water makes it ois mayim. The water makes it yayin. Ve'noitlam ela b'mayim. And the whole din netila is only b'mayim, not b'yayin. That is the first pshat in Rashi. Loshen ache ochi gasina. Yayin ad sheloi nosan l'soichei mayim mevochen olav b'yri priyei. Ve'ein loitlem heimenu liyodayim. Punfakel. That what? That kozman it doesn't have a shame. Yayin. Meiperes is not a mashkin. There are zayin mashkin. Yad shachadom. Yayin, dvash, cholof, shemen. Al koponim. There are seven mashkois. Meiperes does not have a shame mashkin. So kozman it has a shame. Meiperes. Ve'ein loitlem heimenu liyodayim. Mishenosan l'soichai mayim, mevochen olav, boire priyagofen. But when you put water in, then you make a boire priyagofen. V'noitlem emenu liyadayim divi Rabbi Elazar. Then Rabbi Elazar also gets a shem yayin, then there's a shem mashke. The din netila is b'mashke, and there's seven mashkois. And meiperes is not a mashke, and yayin is one of the mashkois. The chachomim say benkach ubenkach mevochen ala boir priyagofen. The shame yain is already before the mezige. Ve'einoitlam imenu liyadayim. Now we have to understand what's the svar of the chachomim. If it's yain, so why is there no din netila? Ve'tamayu derabonu mishum hefsed oichlem. Fakert. V'machloikis. This will stim very good with the gemara. That the machloikis, Rabbi Elazar, and the Chachamim is,
Ayu chayish verhefsed oichlem, bizoyin oichlem. You're destroying oichlem, you're taking wine and you're washing your hands with it. Kach matzosi baloches gedoyles eitzel kiddush v'avdola bodakti b'tei sefta b'lei gosinem b'ochi ela k'meishu b'sfor. Al koponim, these are the two girsois that Rashi brings. Let us see Tosfos. Boire pri ha'eit v'noitlem imeno liyodayim. So Peirish Rashi, the first pshat in Rashi, ki leinosan l'soichay mayim lehave ela k'mei peiris. So then it's noitlem imeno liyodayim. U'mikan mashme, the mei peiris k'sherim l'netilis yodayim. That my peiris is kosher l'netilis yodayim, v'yesh l'chalek bein hani damrine b'perkol aboso tachazuso kabdisu. The Gemara in Chulin says that one of the tenoim by mayim, in order to be kosher l'netila, he has to have a mare mayim. If there was a shini mare, so it's posel l'netila shibayim. It has to look like water. If there's somehow the mare changed, so it's posel. So l'chay refek tachtais v'sakasha, so how could mei peiris be kosher? It has a different color. It doesn't look like mayim. So why is it kosher? So Taisvah says, yesh lechalik. One can be mechalik. What is the chilik? So the Rosh says, what the chilik is. The mei peiris oimed in b'marisam. If you have your true colors, that's not called shini mare. Mei peiris are supposed to look like that. So that's the color of mei peiris. That's not called shini mare. Water is supposed to be colorless. So if water is a color, that's called a shini mare. So that's pshat in Taisvah's. V'yesh l'chalek, that if you say according to the first pshat in the Rashi, that mei peiris is posel and it's kosher until it's yedayim, even though it doesn't have amar and mayim, v'yesh l'chalek bein hani damrin and beperek ol abosu da chazusa kabdis. Umiyu, yesh mefoshim, others do not want to learn like this, yesh mefoshim and until it's yedayim b'inom mayim. D'chsi v'yodov leishotav b'mayim. All these lumdesim, that Rashi was machadish over here, that mei peiris is good, that Zayin Mashkin is good. There's a yesh mefoshim, there's no such thing in the world. That the emison we're speaking about, for the din of netilas yodayim, you need mayim. V'yodov leishotav b'mayim. So according to these yesh mefoshim, so we have a problem over here. So what do you do with the Gemara? So what's that noitamen leyodayim? So they bring down from the Raivit, the Rosh brings down, the Rashba brings down. We're not speaking about Netilas Yadayim, Hilchas Netilas Yadayim, there you need Mayim. We're speaking about Mayim Achoinim. Person wants to wash his hands, Tamazoyu, he wants to wash his hands. In the Machloikis, in order to avoid a lot of problems, let us say the Girsas Araivit, is as follows. The Chachomim hold that it's Yayin, before Mezige, after Mezige, it's Yayin. And why can you use it for Mayim Achoinim? Because it's Eim Mishtamshim Boichlam. You're not allowed to use an Oichel for your purposes. And Rabbi Lezer holds you may, it's Koshel until it's Yadayim, say before Mezige, say after Mezige. Because Rabbi Lezer holds Mishtamshim Boichlam. That is how the Raivet learns Pshat in the Gemara. And we'll see, this will stim very good with the Gemara we're going to learn right now. Look the Gemara weiter. Keman Ozlo. Chod Omar Shmuel, Oise Odom Kol Tzrochov Bepas. A person is permitted to use a pass for his Tzrochim. That means even though that doesn't have to take into consideration the COVID of the pass, no, the Tzorchei HaOdom overweighs that what he's using the pass, so that's what Shmuel holds. Isaac Adam called Tzrocha the pass. Keman ki Rabbi Lazar. That what like Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar says according to the Raivit, it's very good. Rabbi Lazar says you're allowed to take wine, you're allowed to take meperes and use it for my machainim. Ay lochayre it's a machel. So that stims very well with Shmuel. So Shmuel stims like Rabbi Lezer. Amar Rabbi Yosi b'Rab Chanina. Moedim chachomim l'Rabbi Lezer. That means even though the chachomim hold that it is considered yayin even without mezika. You can make a boire pri agofen, even though it's a difficult work to drink it. It's very strong, but it's still considered yayin. But when one wants to be mevorech ala kaisha broche, she'em mevorech in ola vatshe yitin l'soich ha'mayim, then one should be mahadar to add water to be moizik. Why? My time omar avoyshe be'in a mitzvah min ha'muvchom. To make a boire pri agofen, even a very strong wine that's difficult to drink, is also called pri agofen. But for kaisha broche, there has to be a wine that drinks easily. That's the covered habroche. The rabbonon. Now the gemara asks, according to the rabbonon, lemai chazi. So the gemara is between you and me. How can you make a boire pri hagofen? It's not drinkable. Amar abzeire chazi likuraiti. Now let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi kabalos ba manoit le mena li yadayim b'lei chayish lehev sedoichle. Lamai chozi, l'shti, how could you drink it the mevorchin al olav bichas hayayim? L'koraiti. So koraiti Rashi says, paishin b'laz, b'loshin chachomim, anumlis ba'alunsis. Now, this was a type of a drink that you added some dvash, and other things to it, and then you are able to drink this wine. So be'emesin, this is a very shvere gemore. The Tashbaz asks a moire de kikash on this gemore. The gemore asks the kash on the chachomim. Let's get down to brass tacks. I mean, you make a boire priyagof. L'may chozi l'shti, it's not drinkable. How could you make a boire priyagof on it? So the gemore says, no, you could use it for karait. So what is karaiti? Karaiti, instead of making mezige, you add different ingredients. You add dvash and palpulin and those, and then you can drink it, then it becomes a drink. Frekta Tashbas, he doesn't understand. No, you'll add water, it's also drinkable. So he said, you don't have to add water, you could add honey and palpulin. We're not talking about that you added water, you added honey. You took it raw, you took it straight. So the kash is what is drinkable. You can do something with it. Abu Labaisi didn't do anything with it. What is the lumdus? What is the difference between the additive of dvash or diluting it with water? So the Tashbach applies by a tzorchin. The Tveres Yisrael HaMishnayis, it would seem, al kaponim the chilik is as follows. That mezige is your diluting it. So pshat is, yayin in this state is not drinkable. When you dilute it, then it's drinkable. That was the svara of Abeleza. The Chachomim held, no, you don't have to dilute it. If you add dvash, and it seems the percentage of dvash that was added was not too great. That means with a little dvash, not a little palpulin, so memela, it seems the shavkite of the yayin chai would become bottle, so that's only a proof that yayin chai in the chai form is still drinkable. Mezige is upon him chadoshis. You add three parts of water to one part of yayin. This is pshat that you mishana the whole tzure. Kuraiti is pshat, you have your yayin chai, no, by adding a little honey and some other things, you make it drinkable. So that's proof that the chai basheru sham is also called a mashke. Let us see taste. Keman ozlo ho da omar shmul ki rabbeleza. L'chayre mashme, mimai da omar rabbeleza noitlim. Because rabbeleza says noitlim, such things like shmul that says that oisi odom kol trocho bepas. V'tayim da mini bepek vamet toim nim. Eima da omar shmul. When did shmul say that one is permitted to do his trochim with pas, permitted to loy mamis? If after using it, it doesn't become nimis. Aber bei mir die Mamis mi yom av, im kein hechi muki lo ho de Shmuel ke Rabbeleza. Shmuel doesn't stimm with Rabbeleza. Da yayin mi die Mamis mi tilis yudam. You wash your hands with the yayin, you won't drink it anymore. O mi die Mamis mi die Shmuel. Boit koshe, da hoche mash me dein alochi ke Shmuel. Mi de muki lo ke Rabbeleza. Sa mach leikis Rabbeleza in de Chachomim. So we pass them like Rabbim. Beg sheini de beye, kom as tome de gemore, the sufle lechiyuse biyontif, Sufle was a type of a garim that was mukze. So in order to be metalted for chayes beyontev, the maltaltina lo agav rifte kishmul. So they used the bread with it to be mata the tiltu. Al kaponim, this was a shimush. This was a shimush, you are mishamish with the lechem, in order to be metaltal the sufli. Al koponim, so the, and Shmuel says, that mutal ishtamish pepas. Al koponim, so you see that we pass on Shmuel. Stama de Gemara, sufli chayusa beyontam datin lo agav rifte kishmuel, mashma de kaimlon kibose. And here the Gemara says it's like Rabbi Eliezer. Yishloim adachalei kama elele, div Rabbi Eliezer, sova lo kishmuel. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Shmuel. Now Rabbi Eliezer went a step further. Vadiva minei koma. Shemata afalheicha demimis. Leinoches kan ala laforish taimed Rabbi Eliezer ki deberashnu. He just wants to say Rabbi Eliezer holds mishtam shem boichlem. Now Rabbi Eliezer goes, even if the shimish will bring lidei hefsed oichlem and miyus oichlem, it's also mutah. Aber so weit, we don't pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. About the yisod of Shmuel, we see he holds. Bahagoma da lochi ke rabbonu da hoche, ba loche nami ke Shmuel. Dechi kama Shmuel, ani mili midi deloi mamis. Ava midi de mamis loi. Deloi ke peish rabbein etam, she posak deloi ke Shmuel, vidamuki lo ke rabbalos. Avadi kaimalon ke Shmuel ke de pirashna. Vim kein. So since this is so, muta lismoi hakaore bepas. So if you have a plate, you want to tilt the plate so you can lean it on a bread. Heicha deloi mamis. Because maybe another person would not eat it since your plate was resting on it, so you should eat it yourself. To shouldn't be bring about hefsed oichlam. V'yesh noyagim lechel daiso bepas. Other people, they went, instead of taking it, instead of eating with a spoon, they went and then took the daise and they took a shtikel challah, a shtikel bread, and they used the bread as a scoop, as a spoon, to eat daise, to eat cereal. Now, so there's a double shaila. One shaila is that mishtamshim ba'oichlam. That means you're using food as a utensil. That's one shaila. Then there's another shaila. If you're going to use this spoon, if you're going to use the pass for a spoon, no one is going to eat this anymore. It's not edible. So the imam is it. So v'yesh noigim lechel daisa bepas, that they ate daisa bepas because we paskin like Shmuel. Als the shayla from mishtamshim boichlam is nishdo because we paskin like Shmuel. Your imam is it boichlam apas achakach. A fremder wouldn't eat this bread anymore, but he himself would eat this bread. So Mamele, so there's no shayla of mimis, and there's no shayla of mishtamshim boichlam. Alva mimisecha soifchen oisrei. Damrina mimisecha soifchen ein oichlin boichlam. One is not permitted to eat oichlin boichlam. Elim kein hoye oichlam bebasachas. If you're eating it together like a sandwich, then the mele. But to use it first as a spoon, v'shemo ahid aloike Shmuel. Perhaps this is not according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, you are permitted to eat oichlam boichlam. Moidim chachomim labalozo bekoy shal broche, shein mevolchin olov ad sheyitein lesoy chaymayim. Till you put water in it, teim demrina lekamon dalet dvorim nemru bekoy shal broche. Chai umolei. One of the tnoyim of koy shal broche is peder betavket should be chai. And here it says, Moidim Chacham Rabbalozo, that the Kaisha Baruch has to be Mazuk. V'yeshloima, no, the Be'inin Sheyitnu Chai L'Soich HaKais. That means, that what the Gemosis Kaisha Baruch should be Chai, that means, you should pour it into the Kais Chai. And when it's in the Kais, you make the Mezigah. V'achakachim Zegen. Inami Be'inon Chai Mina Chavis. It should come fresh from the Chavis. Inami koi akois atzmoi. It doesn't mean that the yain should be chai, the koi should be chai. My chai, chai does not mean, the chai means sholem. Kedi isa bemakis, risik tes nemolim, v'echot chai. In one of them is gans, alma do isa chai, hen is sholem. Ach nam bini she akois sholem, beloi shvirit. The Rosh brings a raya, the Gemara says, Shvirosan zui misosan. So you see, a broken keli is called a kli meis. So koponim, so chai is going on the keli, not on the yain. Lamai chazi, perish, lamai ishtani li luye. Where is the ishtani luye? Umeshani le karaiti. In karaiti is mishtani li luye, even there's no mezige. Vechein alohi kerabonon. The yayin chai mevochen olof beire priyadofen, the mrinen shosan chai yotzen, from Teis wants to bring a rai, even though before karaiti, since it's usable for karaiti, so it's called the shtani liluya, fill it without anything, and that's how we pask it. We don't pask not of a lesson. Tonu rabonu, talid dvorim nemru bepas, ein menichen boso chai, you don't put a raw piece of meat a la pas, first of all, yamamis the pas, second of all, the Benyani said, there'll be a shayla, some dam will come on the pass, so there's a shayla, some say, kashrus over here. Vein mavirin kois mole ala pass, a kois mole, it might spill over on the pass, will become nimitz. Vein zirkin as a pass, that's a din of cover the pass. Vein soimchen as a kohore be pass, you're not allowed to rest a plate on the pass. Ameime mazutra vavashi kolche rifte bahadi adodi. So we're eating together. Aisu lekamayu, tamri verimoini. Shokol mazutre, so mazutre took the tamri rimoini. Posik lekamei, there's a problem over here in the Gilsa, so the Shlomi Mishnosi is goyres, posik lekamei distane the Ravashi. That means, Ravashi had in front of him a piece of meat, so in front of the piece of meat, he threw him, some tamri or rimoinim. He didn't throw it into the meat, he threw it to Lekame Distani, the Ravashi, in front of the meat of Ravashi. Omalei, loisova lomar, lohodesanyo, ein zirken es ha'ichlim. He says, ahi bepas. That's speaking about pas. Alter shivas of pas, it is not permitted. Ahi bepas, tanya. Vosanyo, kishem shein zirken es ha'pas, kach ein zirken es ha'ichlim. No, it's not true. One is not permitted to be zirken ha'ichlim also. Oh, Malay, you bring me the keys, I'll tell you different brahis. If a sign yafa pishain zirkin as a pass, I will zirkin as a ifa. Elo loy kashe. Ho be midi de mamis, o de midi de loy mamis. Zok trashi. Trashi, ala pa, I'm a virin kois mole al pas, lo yi shofech ala pas, o tehei ha pas bezuyo. Posak zorak. This is a portion of cooked meat. Midi de mamis, shemismayich bezrikosoi, kegoin teinim shebishlu kol tzolchom betusim. So they're soft, so you throw them, they'll become nimis. Loi mamis, rimoin beegois v'chol dvar koshe, so mele that one is permitted to throw. Tana rabona. Well, let us see Taisvis first. Ein zirken as oichlim. Bahani shloisha maide shmul. Ein mevirin kais mole ala pas. The gam ein chaitchan ala bosachai. Ein zirken as a pas afilo le mamis. Vechein cha oichl moso rizrik bemidi de mamis. But the first thing, to be saimach hakor ala pas, that shmul holds that it's muta. Tana rabona. Mamshichim yayim betzineires lifnei chosen lifnei kalem. Zogt Rashi, Mishum Simen Toiv. They used to have a certain type of a keli that yain used to pour out of pipes. The Enka Mishum Bezoyin. That's not Ka Bezoyin, even though Yezoyrik the yain. The Hefzid, Lafisha Mekabel Moise, Beroish Piatzina Bekeli. There was a keli around these Tzeneires, so therefore there was no Hefzid Oichlan. Lifnei Chosam Nekala, Altsimchas Chosam Bekala. Bezoyken Lifneiem, Kloyois vegoizim bimaisach hama. Avo loy bimaisach shomim. Avo loy gluskois vloy bimaisach hama vloy bimaisach shomim. Gluskois are also. Zogt Rashi bimaisach hama sheintit bedrochim. So the mele is not nivsat. Avo loy gluskois shreya bimaisach hama inimosim bizrikosom. So therefore it is also. Zuktaisus v'loi b'moisak shomim, af al pi shebe goizim, ein ha'oichal nimas b'soichoi, Mikomokim shein neiflam betit nimosim. Umiyu achshav shadakam lizrik chitim bebeis chasanim. Tzarech lizoyer shla yizrikum ela b'mokim noki. It has to be b'mokim noki, else have to doiflam.